Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. I'm calling the shots on Light Week, so we're gonna do a couple that we haven't done in a long time. If you remember Ego, we're bringing it back. It's not that long, so I figured I'd go through it a little more. Seriously, it wasn't a big deal. It all started when I graduated high school. I had just left my home out in the boonies. I dreamed that making it to Tokyo would change everything. I'd be able to make something of myself. What I didn't anticipate is that my dream would be so easily trampled by reality. Reality was an endless cycle of working part-time jobs just to make ends meet. It went on and on and on and on, a dull, endless, fruitless treadmill. Keeping myself alive felt the same as being dead. As the days passed, I only grew more frustrated with my situation. It was when I pushed to the edge that it happened.
Kimi, host yattemina.
You ever think about being a host, man? A scout picked me out on the street. I was pretty confident in my looks and my pattern. Wanting to change my life and make some easy cash, I took the opportunity. That's how I became Daigoro. All I had to do was trade some sexual favors to work my way up the ladder. She's happy. You're so good at this, Daigoro. I'll be sure to call your name again. I'll be counting on you, Kay. Roger that, you can count on me. I'm young and have decent manual dexterity. Plus, I've got a thin but muscular body, which the ladies love. My cock is pretty big too, it can fight one round after another. Being a host was the perfect job for me. Every single woman who was looking for someone to sleep with became my customer. Until then, I'd been rolling around in society's dregs, achieving nothing. Yet suddenly I became both admired and envied, taking home cash more easily than should be humanly possible. I had an endless supply of friends and women. Life was on easy mode, until it all came crashing down. That's more like it. Deeper, deeper, Daigoro. Haha, that's the spirit. Come all you want. I'll make you come all the way to high heaven. Whoa, what's the matter?
Hi, Daigoro-chan ya.
Daigoro, you idiot. Do you know whose woman you just took to bed? Whose? I'm sorry, Daigoro, I really did like you, but it's just... A woman can't spend her time with such a disgraceful man, you know? Tch! You bastards were both in on this, weren't you? You're not the one who overstepped his bounds. Just be a good boy and hand over all your money, alright? I'll take care of everything from there. My job, my status, my money, my friends, my women! I lost them all in a single night. All I had left was $3 million in debt. And that was that. I warned you it'd be boring, didn't I? I sigh as I slump my shoulders. This is the life I chose for myself. I got what I deserved. Still, a burn is a burn. It hurt. That's why I'll never trust anyone ever again. That's why I can't trust a woman ever again. I always thought of sex as a quick and easy trick I could use to get my way. Now I hate it so much I never want to experience it again. Maybe that would sound rude to a doll built purely for sex like her, but those are my true and honest thoughts on the matter. I see. I believe I understand now. I apologize for making the ostentatious Daigoro shamefully recount such a pitiful tale to me. None of those words sound fit for an apology. I apologize for not truly apologizing. Do forgive me. This little. I sigh once more, having to deal with this android whose rudeness is veiled by only the thinnest layer of courtesy. Why am I stuck having such a boring yet personal conversation with a sex droid I just met? Maybe I just wanted to vent it all out to someone deep down. I'll never have to see this girl again. Plus, it's not worth getting all worked up about, so I guess this is fine. With that thought, I finally raise my head. Well, now that you know the truth, it should be pretty clear that there's no way I can afford to pay your repair fees anymore. You guys can file your lawsuit or do whatever you want with me. It won't make a difference. Just go home. Finish, I flop down on my bed, spread eagle. You certainly have your faults, but you do not seem to be a bad person. Huh? What was that? Perhaps in that case, this arrangement could work well for the both of us. What arrangement? She's clearly changing the topic. I sit up in bed and look at her. I mean to say that your circumstances may well align with mine. Our circumstances align? The hell? I still have no clue what you're talking about. I must say, for a former top host, your comprehension is quite lacking. Very well then, I shall explain it in a way that even you can comprehend. Her smug grin ticks me off. However, being the mature gentleman that I am, I keep quiet and await her explanation. Well, as I informed you earlier, I am indeed Erect Electronics' latest prototype. But have you not found yourself wondering just why a classified prototype worth millions would be walking alone in a street where she could be run over by some unemployed schmuck's trashy moped? All that aside, I'm getting real tired of your insults. I'm not gonna keep playing the straight man, got it? As a matter of fact, I had been wondering just that. However, I've learned from my line of work to avoid prying into every little detail I notice about someone. Given that my basic programs were completed in the lab, I was being transferred to a site for practical experiments. However, I ran away. Practical experiments? Having sex with testers designated by the company. Ah, those sorts of experiments. Is that what they're calling it these days? Well, I guess it only makes sense. She is a sex droid. It'd be like job training for her. I figure that much is fair and continue listening. While I was on the way, I looked at the profile of my first tester. He was bald, fat, and filthy. A triple whammy. That was just for starters. He was also a massive sadist. Additionally, he was also into baby play and scat. Oh my god, he liked shitting in diapers. Goo goo gaga, eat my shit, girly. That sort of thing. A cutting-edge sex droid I may be, but I can't guarantee I would have resisted an attempt on the tester's life during the experiment. Though I could be considered a mechanical life form at best, I found everything from his physiognomy. Well, basically that was a... This has been debunked, but they're basically saying that the shape of somebody's face is a dead giveaway on whether or not they're like a horrible person or a really degenerate person. But they found that when you observe certain races, it actually gets kind of prejudiced. And like, because they're like, oh yeah, well if a black guy looks like that, that means he's like that. Or if a Mexican guy looks like that, that means he's like that. So they had to pretty much throw away a lot of the research. But they were basically trying to judge people's personalities or... It's kind of like a minority report based on your face shape. It's like, because you have this shape of face, you're going to commit this kind of crime. Because people with that sort of facial features commit that sort of crime, which is repulsive. Like, I would never even... That's ridiculous. You're like, oh, well, you look like this, so you're gonna do this. It's really fucking awful. But yeah, physiognomy has been very, very disproven. To his psychology so repulsive that it made my skin crawl. That repulsive, eh? The tester sounds like a real scumbag, so I can understand where she's coming from, but that aside, her word choice is incredibly scathing. AI is really capable of formulating some impressive insults these days. I almost find myself sighing in amazement instead of exasperation this time. I understand that sex droids must be capable of enduring even the most extreme of sex play, and that thus selecting the most extreme of testers is a necessity, however. I simply could not bring myself to withstand even the mere thought of physical contact with such a man, and so fled at the earliest opportunity. I see. Well, guess sex droids have it rough on the job too, eh? I feel a genuine sense of camaraderie well up inside me, realizing just how tough her work as a sex droid must be. I guess it makes sense. They obviously wouldn't just be used for medical purposes, but also as a way for extreme degenerates to get their kicks. In fact, that's probably their most common purpose these days. People really are sinful creatures. I'm sure they'll track you down and bring you back any minute now then, yeah? I believe they're no longer capable of doing so. Perhaps my antenna breaking is actually somewhat of a silver lining. While I can no longer use my personal communication functions, the lab likewise should no longer be able to accurately track my location. While they will be able to pinpoint the crash scene as my last known location, what are the odds they will accurately predict that I was hit by a moped and taken by my assailant to his nearby home to be taken advantage of sexually? Can you stop sliding slander into the story? Seriously? I end up playing the straight man again. I can't tell if half of what she's saying is meant to be a joke or not. I'm all but certain that if she goes back to the sex company, her report will be loaded with false accusations and misrepresentations of my actions. Just like she said, it's in my best interest to keep her restrained here. Okay, so let's go with that. The broken antenna's bought us some time. There's no way I can keep you hidden forever. No matter how much time we buy, they'll find you. We're up against a massive corporation, a cutting-edge tech company searching for their prize gem at that. They're sure to muster all their forces and go on a full-scale hunt. When it comes to that, the apartment complex right in front of where his signal went dead is going to be the first place they look. Therefore, I request that you become my tester. Huh? Me, your tester? The testing period is 2 weeks. If we register you as my tester, then even should they bring me back to the lab, they cannot lay a finger on me. Furthermore, since my dev schedule after the 2 weeks has already been determined, they will have no choice but to recognize the change in order to stay on schedule. Both your face and body are within my range of acceptable parameters. A blustering neat you may be, but you are still far more agreeable than the cockroach of a man I was meant to be sent to. Look, I lost my job, but I wouldn't go labeling myself a neat yet, okay? That's a pretty cruel thing to say to someone who just lost his job, which is the case. If she's trying to say my sculpted face and smoking bod are my only assets, well, funny thing, same goes for her. But being the mature gentleman that I am, I kept a lid on that sentiment. Okay, so they can't mess with you for 2 weeks. What happens after that? When the testing period is finished, I'll be formatted and the version of myself that currently exists will disappear. I frankly neither know nor care whether the AI that replaces me will dutifully fulfill its tasks or not, and that's true. I see. That's a pretty clinical view of the situation. I guess such a thought process is fittingly mechanical, but it's still hard to imagine such a lifelike machine having it. I suppose I only think that way because I'm a human. That is true. Humans likewise rarely care all too deeply about what happens to others, do they? The people who set you up certainly didn't, did they? You got a point. I fall silent at that. It reminds me of something I've heard before. No creature has an ego stronger than man who is capable of subsisting on the lives of his fellows. Of his fellows, rather. Let's read that again. No creature has an ego stronger than man who is capable of subsisting on the lives of his fellows. I can't argue with how scarily true that statement is. There are benefits for you as well, naturally. When I am formatted, all records of the incident will be erased. When that happens, they will have no grounds on which to demand repair fees or any other such reparations from you. On the contrary, testers can receive around 3 million yen in cash to keep the details of the test a secret. Given that your future job prospects aren't entirely bright, it would be quite a sweet deal for you, yes? I guess you're right. Back when I was Daigoro, 3 million was nothing. I could make that in a night. But now I've got no cash, no job, and no future. Only debt. Hell, I can't even afford next month's rent. So long as my monthly income is a grand total of zero, I need to start thinking about moving out. Except that I've got no funds to do it with. With this tester job, though, I can pretty much wipe my debt off the books. It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal at all, it's just... Didn't I just tell you that having sex with a woman ruined my life? I'm dead serious when I say that sex and women are the last thing I want right now. Look, even if I am a sex droid, I'm not thrilled about sex being part of the deal either. I'm not some sort of animal in heat. Both of our gripes aside, it is a mutually convenient arrangement, is it not? This has to be the most selfish sex robot on Earth. She was literally built for sex, yet she dislikes her job this much? She has to have the soul of an egoist in there. I guess the modern AI is already pretty much human. Still, I can't hate her for it. If anything, her honesty makes her life, makes me like her miles more than the trash I've been surrounding myself with. Very well then. I throw on the business smile and extend my right hand. There's no point weighing the pros and cons. I don't have a choice in the matter. It will only be for 2 weeks anyway. Maybe this is fate or something, so I offer my right hand to the android girl. With this, our contract is complete then. We clasp our hands together and... Ow! Ah, it would seem I forgot to disable my defensive measures to prevent unauthorized users from touching me. If one ignores my warnings and continues to touch me, I can output an electric shock of up to 100,000 volts. Even were you to give in to your instincts and attempt to touch me without permission, the effort would be completely futile. Futile. Sorry, guys. I'm still kind of waking up here a little bit. What are you, Pikachu? That damn smirk. She meant to do that. Between her dirty mouth and personality, she's definitely on the sadistic side of the spectrum. She abandoned her duty and ran away, too. What the hell sort of program is she running on? I shake out my hand, still tingling from the electric shock. On that note, let us begin registering you as an authorized user. Yeah, let's do that before I end up in any more pain. So how do we do that? Do I have to sign somewhere on you, or... You wish to so shamefully brand me? How dare you brand me? If you mark me in such a way, I will be left with no choice but to destroy the besmirched section of my body. Let's avoid that. I'm not married to the idea. Just tell me how I'm actually supposed to register myself already. I try to match her pace and move the conversation right along. I think I may have pissed her off with that one, but I ignore it. In order to register a new user, I must ingest their saliva. In other words, we must kiss. Huh? Kissing?
私は唇と口内のセンサーから対象ユーザーの体組織を分析して、私の権限を持つ所有者として登録をします。
Utilizing the sensors in my lips and within my mouth, I analyze the user's physical characteristics and register them as my authorized owner.
なので、キスという行為が一番手っ取り早いというわけです。
Therefore, kissing is the fastest way to accomplish as much, unfortunate as it may be. Huh? For real? Like I said before, I'm completely turned off from sex. Kisses are the same, obviously. I don't have anything against it personally, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Oh, how about I just spit in a cup and have you drink that? No good? It'd basically be the same as a French kiss, yeah? No, if anything, that sounds even more repulsive. Rejected. Do you think me a toilet? No, that wasn't really the idea. That's how she took it? I guess I get where she's coming from, but maybe certain people would be into that, but I have to admit it was a pretty shitty plan. You're not some pure maiden. Why do we need to go to so much trouble?
枕で成り上がった元トップホストが今更キスの一つや二つでおじけづいたのですか?
Is a former top host who once took countless women to bed really so afraid of a little kiss or two? It's not an issue of fear, all right?
覚悟を決めてください。
Then prepare yourself already.
これは恋人同士のそれやセックスの一環ではなく、ただのユーザー登録です。
This isn't some intimate romantic thing, and it's not nearly as intense as sex, it's just user registration. Just think of kissing me the same way you think of signing for a package. Neither of us wants to do this, but things will get worse for both of us if we don't, no? Right, you're right.Fine, I'm ready. You good to register me as a user? Yes, and I could have done it without you needing to say it out loud. Let's get on with it. Clearly annoyed, she takes a step towards me and looks me straight in the eye. Are you fine with this? How many times do I need to reiterate this isn't a matter of whether or not we're fine with it? I'd praise your tenacity if it weren't clear that it's simply born of fear. Stamping a letter has never sent chills down your spine, has it? I believe that you're not a virgin, at least physically, if not mentally, so there's no need for you to act all smug. Oh, I suppose I should mention, though, that since I have been recently manufactured, this will be my first kiss. You're not making this easier. Her expression unchanged, the android girl looks up at me. She really doesn't know how to put on the charm. Even her disgusted face is pretty cute, but it just lacks a certain human authenticity.A normal girl would probably be flushed red right about now. I guess I can't expect the same from a sex droid. I stop thinking about random nonsense and start hardening my resolve. Ready? Yes, whenever you are. I gradually bring my face closer to hers. Then we gently press our lips together. I feel the warmth of her body and the softness of her lips. They're softer than I expected and they feel like a real person's.I don't know if it's the right mood to close my eyes, so I don't. Seeing her face up close, though, I have to admit, it's pretty. After a brief touch, I draw my lips away. I made it clear that I require your saliva to register you as a user, did I not? What are you, a kindergartner? Do you think a schoolyard kiss is sufficient?He just didn't want to get his tongue shocked by accident, guys, right? Shut up, that was just a rehearsal. Now it's time for the real deal. I was being careful with you since you said that was your first, alright? Oh, so that's why you so graciously kissed me for the first time with absolutely no passion. I could have done without it. Trying to be so needlessly careful with a cutting-edge sex droid is just off-putting.Let's finish this already. Whatever. I brush off her complaints and bring our lips together again. This time I throw courtesy to the wind and wrench open her tiny mouth with my tongue. Her tongue twisting around in shock, I wrap mine around it. Wait, hold it! Stop it! Now you're being too careless! I feel her small hands grabbing at my chest, resisting. However, I ignored them, continuing to weave our tongues together. A high-end sex droid, huh? It's really something else. Her tongue feels sticky and lewd. The way her mouth is heated easily matches up to a human's, too. I lick both sides of her tongue all over, as well as her gums. She trembles each time I do. I don't believe I instructed you to go that far. Whoa, so you're actually capable of cute reactions too? Not to mention how sensitive you are. Gotta take my hat off for the sex droid engineer to put you together. No, you completely misunderstand. All of my moans were simply me voicing my disgust. Please don't embarrass yourself by taking pride in such a low-class elementary school-level kiss. Why don't you give it another shot, eh? Come here. Round three, huh? Suits me. You better not regret this. Stop, or slop? This time her tongue twists around mine in response. Our lewd desperate moans show just how intensely she's feeling it. She's pretty good at this. I guess high-end sex droids know how to kiss right out of the box. She twists her tiny tongue around in unison with mine. Refusing to be dominated, I lick every corner of her mouth with the tip of my tongue. User registration complete. We'll only be together for 2 weeks, but I appreciate your cooperation. Her cheeks still bright red and her breath still ragged, she makes a game effort at the neutral tone. Sorry about that. You good? I kind of got carried away there. Well, I will revise my statement regarding the elementary level of your kisses. They are at least at the level of a child who is about to enter middle school. Doesn't feel like much of an upgrade. Progress is progress, I'll take it. What really matters is she's not pissed off at me, so that's good. Frankly, the completely transparent airs she's putting on are kind of cute. I'm looking forward to your cooperation too, Miss Sextroid. Appreciated to a fruitful partnership. We reach out our hands and share a handshake. No electric shock this time. Maybe this isn't too bad after all. I've always approached women strategically like I would in RTS. What attitude do I use so they won't be put off? How do I talk to get them in the mood? I'm always a product that I'm selling to them, an actor performing whatever role they desire. But this is the first time someone's not seeing me as Daigoro. I'm not trying to put myself above or below her. It's an equal relationship. Hell, it's a relationship where we don't even particularly like each other. Yet somehow that makes me more comfortable with it. Oh, one more thing. I am indeed a sex droid, but given how generic of a term that is, merely referring to me as such is imprecise. My exact model number is E5. Therefore, calling me by my model number would be much more appropriate. Gotcha. E5. Kind of a pain in the ass to say. I guess that's her model number, but it just doesn't roll off the tongue. If we gotta spend 2 whole weeks together, I'd rather call her something else. Eva? Eva? Five?
Mm-hmm.
How about Ego?
Ego?
Well, E5, yeah, we could pronounce that Ego. So, how about making it Ego? I like the ring of it more. It's also a fitting name for such a selfish sex robot. I think without daring to utter aloud.
Ego.
Lego my ego! It does not sound terrible, I suppose. Very well. I grant you permission to call me Ego from this day forward. She really likes waffles. Looks like she kind of likes the name. Giving her a name like this makes me feel closer to her, like I'm her godfather or something. Great! In that case, no need to keep calling me Daigoro. I'm Hajime. Really? Is the name Daigoro not your one memento from your former glamorous life? Look, people are complex creatures. I'm trying to put us on equal footing, dumbass. I think silently once more lying about the reason instead. The android girl, Ego, tilts her head, but ultimately agrees without pressing the question. I see, then I shall call you Hajime henceforth. Master or my lord work too if you're in the mood. I reiterate my appreciation of your cooperation, bastard. Watch it. Just a poor joke. Could have sworn you said you didn't make those. I relax my shoulders and let a small grin show on my face. Come to think of it, this is the first time I've smiled genuinely in a while. I guess she's actually kind of relaxing to be around. If this is how I'm going to cover the cost of living for the foreseeable future, I've got a pretty sweet deal. Next order of business, then, about what we're gonna... The hell's that sound? Start looking around my room for the source of the sudden alarm. That would be my warning alarm. Warning alarm? What? I was careless. It would seem I expended more energy than anticipated when I made my escape. Can you take me to the power plant so I can charge my batteries? The what? Usually my antenna can produce additional energy via sunlight carbon dioxide, but your engineers get points for being eco-friendly. What is she, a plant? That's just photosynthesis. Photosynthesis, the process by which plants make food. One of the things I remember from grade school. Out of all things, we've made sex droids almost entirely self-sufficient. Humans really are sinful creatures. So what happens when you run out of energy? All of my motor functions will cease. Then, with the last of my energy, an SOS signal will be sent to the company. You mean, they'll find out where you are? Well, hey, now that I'm registered as an authorized user, they can't lay a finger on me either, right? You are. Given the schedule, they would not have time to format me now. However, should my function cease and my location be discovered, a recovery squad will be dispatched. A recovery squad? Then, as the obvious culprit responsible for stealing top secret goods, they will detain you along with me and put you through a living hell so terrible you'll wish you were dead. I would not put it past them to break all of your limbs and leave you to rot in an underground facility as a vegetable that neither knows life nor death. Huh? We're in Japan. Modern times. Is that legal?
Possibility.
I'm merely stating a worst-case outcome. It won't happen. Probably. Maybe. I'd give it a 10% chance. That's like triple the average SSR rate! You're fucking kidding, right? How is she so calm? How did things turn this bad this fast? I thought that with user registration complete, the hard part was done. It was 2 weeks of smooth sailing from here. She didn't mention anything about being turned into a fucking vegetable. I presume you would agree that replenishing my energy should be our top priority right now, yes? Right, gotta recharge ya. Can't I just plug you into a wall outlet or something? I've already paid my electricity bill up through next month, so... No, we need to have sex, because of course we do, right? Excuse me? It is with great reluctance that I inform you of this, but... With the loss of my antenna, the only way for me to replenish my energy is to intake semen and convert it into power. For real? For real? Why on earth would I tell such a lie? I'm shaken beyond words. Kissing is, you know, hey, it's basically just a long handshake with your mouth, right? Never thought of it like that. Plus, admittedly, it got kind of fun. But sex? No way. I can't. Okay, it's not that I can't. I'm not impotent. Physically, I can have sex. Hell, I've had disinterested sex loads of times. I have guts of steel. I can force myself to get hard no matter what cobweb-infested cave I was faced with. Even if it seemed like Granny was knocking on death's doorstep and had the rotten stench stank so terribly that I couldn't eat for 3 days after. I could hunt any monster, slay any beast. Hell, I was master rank. In comparison, a sex droid-like ego with a nice face and body is pretty desirable. So sure, in comparison, maybe the chance I could pull this off is there, but... I think such a design decision is profoundly stupid as well, believe me. However, that is how I was constructed, and thus sex is our only choice, reluctant as I may be. I really feel like the sex droid shouldn't be saying that, you know. I really wonder if she's functioning correctly. That aside, she can survive on water, carbon dioxide, and semen? Are we living in some super pro-green energy dojin? Maybe someday humanity will be jacking off into our car's gas tanks. Might be kind of tough to top off a full 50 liters, though. By my calculations, you probably need like a dozen guys whose job it is to do the bukkake scenes in porn working at gas stations. Of course, writing all these stupid numbers in my head is just my way of trying to think of anything that isn't reality. Whatever. At least for me, as the worst of the absolute worst outcomes, this is still better than what I had before. Alright guys, that's where we're gonna leave off for Ego. You wanna see more Ego? Remember Fan Request Week. Let me know. I'm out. See you next time.